How's it going, folks? This is Nick Valente of ReviewFix.com, and this is another edition of After Dead. In this episode entitled Dead Weight, the governor fools us again. You think he's good, but he ends up being bad. Overall, he's nothing but a sociopath, and he definitely tricked us. I think he's this heartwarming guy who, kind of transformed into his, to a loving, caring man, a family man, so to speak. The man he was when he had a family. But in this episode, I tell you, we were fooled. And it doesn't come to a surprise. The opening shot when he's, rinsing, soaking the clothes. And then you see that monstrous tank. I was like, okay. I know where Scott Gimple is going with this one, the new showrunner. He's going with the comic book. So it was kind of predictable of what was going to happen, the direction this episode was going to go. And it did end up in a setup for the mid-season finale, which will take place next week. We have the governor, as he's known as with his new family, as Brian. He's rinsing the clothes. He's playing chess with Megan. And you can start to see that transformation slowly. Anticipate his slow transformation and going back to his old ways, to his monstrous ways. And we do see that as the episode goes on. He goes on his runs with some of the new members of the camp, and they run into some interesting scenarios. One, we see a headless I wouldn't say walkers, but I guess humans that were taken out one by one with messages stapled to their chest. One was a murderer. The other one said rapist. And then we head to this cabin, and we see that there is I wouldn't say stealth zombies. They just pop up out of nowhere. They totally just creep up on the governor and Martinez. And then from there, little by little, like the governor, he starts taking out some of the men. First is Martinez, which some people love him, most people hate him. He just has that face that you want to just bash his face in. That's exactly what happens. He goes out in a pretty cool and gruesome way, in a three-step process, so to speak. He gets bashed in the head with a golf club, then he gets tossed off the camper, then he gets thrown into a pit and eaten alive by zombies. So, an interesting way to go. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Alright, see you later. Nice knowing you. And we're glad we'll never see you again. And also, we have the governor basically turns into the governor. What can you say? This episode was a total build-up to the anticipation that will take place next week in the mid-season finale. So, you do see the governor towards the end of this episode head towards the... he's in the woods. And then you see it coming. He sees Rick and Carl planting or whatever the hell they're doing in the prison. And then he turns to Michonne and Herschel. And then he points at his gun. And you see he's pointing the gun directly at Michonne. And boom, it fades to black. And then the episode. So that's basically a little what goes on during this episode of Dead Weight. And, my overall take was, it was a good episode. It wasn't great, but, it was good enough to keep us interested. And, if you're a fan of the comic books, you see that shot of the tank in the beginning, you knew exactly what was going to happen. So, it was predictable in that aspect. It is funny, like, most people are fans of the show that I speak with, or, that I know who love the show and, read the comics as well, some of them will tell you, the show sucks. It doesn't go with the comic book. And then, what's your response? It's a show. Sometimes it'll go with the comic book. It'll work. And other times it won't. You can't have both ways. Is my take on it. But, that's what you'll get. You'll either love it or hate it. And so far this season, it's been interesting. The new showrunner, Mr. Gimple, has kept the audience on its toes. And you know, next week it'll be the ultimate showdown between Rick versus the governor, and, you know, there will be bodies. There will be deaths, that's for sure. You know, for the overall episode, it was interesting. You have the governor standing in a lake, and the running joke, as you might have seen on Talking Dead, yeah, that'll be the governor's new aquarium, full of zombies and zombie heads. But overall, the episode was good. It wasn't great, and we'll see what happens in the mid-season finale. You know, bodies will hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. If you remember that old classic, it should be fun. It should be interesting. With that said, I'm Nick Valente, ReviewFix.com, and I'll be back for the mid-season finale next week. Thank you and good night.